Yashkoa, good morning. Continuing in the laws pertaining to saying slichot, the Rama brings down that there's a minog that whoever davens with the amud for slichos, whoever's the shliach tzibur, the chazan for slichos, so they should be the chazan for the rest of the day. They should be the chazan for shacharis, mincha, perhaps even the following marv or the previous marv. Two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Rama brings down that they should be the chazan throughout the rest of the day. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the reason for this minhag, even though we don't practice like this minhag today, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that it's not necessary to uphold this minhag. It's a good thing to do. It's not necessary to uphold the minhag, says the Aruch HaShulchan. But the Mishnah Berurah explains, why is this a minhag to do, that whoever daven slichos for the amid should daven the rest of the tefilos? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a concept brought down in the Gemara of Hamatchel b'mitzvah omrim lo gemor, that if you start a mitzvah, you start on the path of a mitzvah, you got started on doing a mitzvah, so you have to complete that mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara speaks very, very harshly about a person that does not complete a mitzvah that they started. So you have to complete the mitzvah that you started. You started to be the chazan for slichos, therefore you have to be the chazan for the rest of the day. What? What does one have anything to do with the other? Slichos is its one thing. Shachar is its one thing. Mincha is its own thing. We never have that by the rest of the whoever davened Marv for the Amid and now has a daven Shacharis the next day, have daven Mincha the next day. We don't assume that way. Why is Slichos any different? God willing, tomorrow we'll give a beautiful explanation from Rabbi Soloveitchik to understand this meaning from the Rama. As they have to come back tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Be Matzliach.